Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Go to the studio, look at the film, go home, wait a day or day and a half, 2 days, get the cue sheets from the music editor, which described in tenths of seconds the action, you know, scene starts at 0.00, at 4.6 seconds, Rockford drives up in a Firebird, you know, 9.8 seconds, the camera cuts, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's a hard way to write music, you know, to take that piece of paper now and sit down and remember 2 days later what the hell you just looked at, especially when you're doing as many shows as we did.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. We are a daily music podcast, and we appreciate everybody who is taking the time to tune in to today's episode. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and great friend, Jim Linehan, I want to welcome everybody to another episode. Today is Thursday, month of February, and yesterday we had an episode that really hit home with a few people, and I appreciate all the nice words about yesterday's episode featuring the harmonica player Tommy Morgan. And I also apologize to the several people I heard from who said the theme from the Rockford Files was stuck in their head all day. Sorry about that. In the process of putting all that together and posting it yesterday, I was messaging with Jim, and he brought up somebody who will be the topic of today's episode. So stay tuned for that in just a second. But before we get to it, I want to remind everyone, it's your daily reminder, to get your vote in for the American Band Madness bracket that we're running right now. You can find it on Facebook and Twitter. Our handle is at Suburbs Pod, and all you have to do is go over there, look at the daily matchup, go over there each day, and then just vote for the one you want. There's a heavyweight matchup taking place right now, and the results of that will be posted in the morning on Twitter and Facebook, so you can see who won. And then if you go to suburbspod.com and you click on a link right there on the front page, you can see the whole bracket. And we're just about completed with our Region C matchups for the first round anyway, and then we're going to move on to Region D first round, and once we get that all done, then we'll move on to these tasty second round matchups. And by the time the NCAA basketball tournaments have concluded in March, we will just be about to conclude our American Band Madness poll, so we'll see who comes out on top as chosen by our listeners and our voters. So thanks to everybody who has been participating in that. We really appreciate it. All right, today's episode is going to link thematically to yesterday's. Tommy Morgan, that we talked about yesterday, was well known for his TV theme songs that he played on. He was the first call session musician on the harmonica, maybe the foremost harmonica player you can think of. And certainly he had many, many recording sessions to his name, something like 7,000 or something like that. And the Rockford Files theme that we spoke of, and we won't play it again today, but that song was written by a guy named Mike Post. Mike Post, he is an American composer, and he is best known for his TV theme music for various shows. So in addition to the Rockford Files, he wrote the music for Law and Order, Law and Order SVU, NYPD Blue is a famous one. L.A. Law, if you remember that show, Quantum Leap, Magnum P.I., and one of his most famous, Hill Street Blues.
Thank you.
Okay, so if that brings back memories for you, then you probably know the work of Mike Post. Now, according to his own biography on his website, it says, quote, he has long been considered the most successful composer in television history. He started his career in the year 1970 in television, that is, and over the years he's written music for 7,000 hours of TV, according to his website. Very interesting bio there if you go over to mike-post.com. He started out his career as a person who was obsessed with keyboards. There's a little anecdote on his website about his high school years. He had made a little keyboard out of paper with the black and white keys, and he would sort of hide it in a book, and he would look at it and pretend to be playing while he was in class. And he went to high school in California, and interestingly enough, his senior classmates in the year of 1962 when he graduated included Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees and Tom Selleck, who became Magnum P.I. that he wrote the theme song for. That's crazy. So he went to school with Tom Selleck and Mickey Dolenz. He worked early on cutting demos, and he worked with a group called the Mermaids, M-U-R-M-A-I-D-S, in the mid-60s. And they had a hit single with a song called Popsicles and Icicles. He worked on all of Sonny and Cher's early hits, starting with I Got You, Babe, and a bunch that followed in the 60s. And also, he won his first Grammy Award at the age of 23 for Best Instrumental Arrangement on a LP by Mason Williams called the Mason Williams Phonograph Record. He also produced that record, and the arrangement was for the song Classical Gas, which went to number 2 in 1968. Another one of those songs that of a certain vintage may remember. He started off also early in his career, I should note, he worked with Kenny Rogers, and he produced the first three albums that Kenny recorded with his band, Kenny Rogers and the First Edition, between 67 and 69. And so that meant he was producing the song Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In. If anybody's seen The Big Lebowski, there's a memorable scene there. He started his career in TV at age of 24, one of the youngest to ever be a musical director on a TV show, and that was for the Andy Williams Show. He often composed with Pete Carpenter, and their big breakthrough was the Rockford Files theme. It got a lot of crossover, certainly top 40 radio airplay, and it earned another Grammy for Mike Post. And from there, he went on to explode and become kind of the go-to guy for a lot of themes that are out there. And in addition to the songs for Magnum P.I., Hill Street Blues, they all were chart records. Theme from L.A. Law was also a chart record. And there was a song he had called Manhattan Spiritual that also hit the charts in 1975. But one we want to take a quick listen to here, folks, is one that Jim pointed out to me. And I think we've talked about this song maybe before on the podcast. But the theme from The Greatest American Hero is a Mike Post composition.
Look at what's happened to me.
All right, you gotta love that song. You know what else I found really interesting, and I think maybe I knew this, but I forgot, or maybe I didn't ever know it. But in the year 2006, The Who put out an album called Endless Wire. I don't know if anybody out there is familiar with this. It's one of their later period records. And there's a song on there called the Mike Post theme, which is Pete Townsend's sort of tribute to, you know, all the stuff that Mike Post did and how it affected so many people and how it was ubiquitous and all that. It's really interesting. And one thing I found, too, that was very interesting is that Mike Post and BMI Music established the Pete Carpenter Fellowship, his longtime partner, Pete Carpenter, in memory of him. And it's an annual competitive residency for aspiring television, film, and video game composers. And I found that to be really interesting because I think you have to draw the connection between what is happening with video game music and how many of those songs, just like in the 70s, many of the themes now for a completely different generation, of course, have become the music they listen to. And oftentimes you'll just hear not necessarily a theme song from a famous video game, but the music from all kinds of different video games that people play. And there's so many of them out there. And I think it's very interesting to draw a connection between what Mike Post did, the sounds that he created, and themes for these TV shows that when you came back to them each week, they were embedded in your mind, and they put you in a certain frame of mind because you're about to watch that show. And it's similar with a video game. When you turn it on and begin to play, that music in many cases will set you in that mood. And I think it's number one, really great that there's a fellowship for aspiring video game composers, theme composers, but also that there's a unique link between Mike Post and those that are composing in that style of music right now. And it's very interesting to think about. I don't know if you're like me, but most of the video game music I listen to is not necessarily from me playing, but floating in from another room as I'm passing by or listening to the Offspring play video games. So I just find that to be a pretty interesting connection. And I just want to wrap it up here with a quote that's on Mike's website that I think, you know, sums it up pretty well. When asked to comment on his career, he says, "I am so fortunate. If I couldn't make a living writing music, I'd do something else during the day and write music at night for free. I'm the luckiest person I've ever met. I've worked with who I believe are the greatest musicians in the world." So that includes Tommy Morgan, of course, and it draws a nice little connection between these two episodes. And so we have done a little TV theme song rabbit hole here the past couple days. So I hope you guys have enjoyed that. It's been real fun to research and put these together. So Mike Post, Tommy Morgan, all the others who participated in all these recordings of these famous TV shows. And gosh, we're streaming now and reruns. You can watch just about anything, and you throw YouTube in there and you can certainly watch anything that has ever been, you know, put on TV, and a copy of it exists. So I find that to be pretty interesting too. So the legacy of theme songs lives on and on. All right, so if you got anything to say or any comments about either of these episodes, Tommy Morgan or Mike Post, please get in touch. I'd love to know if anybody has any special memories or connections, or, you know, ever met them or had any incidents with any of these theme songs, or would like to comment. I think it would be great, or certainly correct me if I got something wrong. We always are open to any kind of feedback, and we'll always correct anything that needs to be corrected. So with that, I'll tell you that you can use rock@suburbspod.com as an email if you want to record a voice file on your pocket computer, smartphone, and send it to us. You can do that. Or, speaking of theme songs,
if you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
And that number is 612-440-1984. And we should definitely credit Mr. Jim Linehan for composing the music there on the Suburban Party Line theme song. Cool little piece. One of our first themes, I think, that we ever had. And you can also find us, as I said, on the social medias at Suburbs Pod all over the channels. All right. And with that, I will tell you that tomorrow we're going to have an update on our American Band Madness bracket. Jim's going to be in studio with a couple of analysts. I believe Bill Mulligan's going to be on that one, and they're going to discuss what has gone down and how everything looks and where it might go next. So make sure to stay tuned for that and enjoy that as you lead into the weekend. All right, with that, on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. We're going to go out with The Who, paying tribute to Mike Post right here with the Mike Post theme. And this has been Rockin' the Suburbs, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
We're not strong enough. We're not young enough. We're not alone enough or cold enough. Emotionally, we're not even old enough. Late at night, we're in a video game dream. There is no lover in this number scene. We summon every childhood ghost. Then suddenly we hear that Mike Post theme. Everything is alright. We pray today. Everything is okay. We play today. Late at night on the underground train, through endless suburbs and endless pain, deep in the tunnel under the London rain. Suddenly we hear Mike Post again. Everything is alright. We pray today. If there really is a God, we should be late today. We watch those films that make men cry. Young lovers kiss, then fight and die. We start to yearn, we climb the vine. We have to face the truth sometime.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I must be out or I pick up the phone.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.